Hello and welcome to the JT York Memorial Podcast, a podcast about Degrassi, the next generation. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Matt.
And we are here to talk about Degrassi.
What?
So we've been thinking about doing this for a little while now. This is going to be just kind of an introduction episode.
Yeah.
We're not new to podcasting.
Not in the slightest.
We previously had a wrestling podcast together.
Can still be found if that so interests you. Very Muzzy Wrestling Podcast, last about a year. Rest in peace.
Yes, yes. We talked a lot about being newlyweds. We are a married couple.
Can confirm.
No longer newlyweds. We've been married for about a year and a half now.
Yeah, a year and 4 months.
Woo, woo.
The time flies with the old ball and chain. Am I right, fellas?
Oh, goodness.
I'm kidding. I jest. She's a lovely gal.
But today, we are not here to talk about wrestling. We are not here to talk about, we're going to talk about ourselves today.
Of course.
But
as you do.
We're here to talk about my favorite show of all time.
Supernatural.
Degrassi, the next generation.
Bom, bom, bom.
So before we get into it, in case you're just a friend listening to this and you have no history of Degrassi. So Degrassi's been around for a long time.
Forever.
So the show started out, I believe it was 1979, with the Kids of Degrassi Street, which was generally just like after school specials. It wasn't like an episodic series with a continuous storyline. And then in the mid-80s, they started with Degrassi Junior High, and then that transitioned into Degrassi High. And that ran until 1991 and ended with a movie.
Did they ever have Degrassi Sober? Because they're high? Oh, y'all are going to hate me.
So, basically, we are not talking about Degrassi Junior High or Degrassi High. We will be focusing mainly on Degrassi, the Next Generation.
Now, where did Degrassi, the Next Generation come in?
So, Degrassi, the Next Generation premiered in 2001. I believe it was October of 2001.
So, was it kind of just like how they're doing the new reboot next year where it had just been off the air for a while and they're like, you know, let's bring this back,
So, yes and no. So, the Next Generation was based around the main focus, which ended up kind of not being the main focus, was Emma, who is Spike's daughter. And Spike was a character on the original show. So some of the characters from The Next Generation that you will meet, like Spike, Joey, and your favorite character, Mr. Simpson.
This poor son of a bitch.
They were on the original Degrassi.
I knew the principal was, but okay. I gotcha.
So yeah, I think you know who Emma is.
Yeah. with her face.
You're gonna hear a lot of him just saying that their stupid face.
So I guess not to steal the spotlight here from Sam, but so Sam's been a lifelong fan of this show, like watched it back in the day growing up, The Next Generation, and I had never watched it before, and all I knew was that Drake was on it and that he played a character in a wheelchair. So last summer Sam did kind of a rewatch of like the entire thing, and I mean the entire thing, including the 80s one. And it got to the point where I wouldn't say like I'm like a huge fan, but I enjoyed what it was. I didn't watch it all with her, but I would definitely sit and watch episodes. So I'm well familiar with some of the characters. I've learned very quickly that some of my opinions are not that of the general Degrassi community opinions, and that I dare say that I'm gonna have some that might get me in a little bit of hot water.
It got you in hot water with me just a smidge bit. And also our friend Emily, who does not appreciate your opinion.
Manny and her, look at her, fucking hair.
Also, I would like to shout out to Emily because I not stole, but I asked for suggestions on what to name this. And she suggested the JT York Memorial Podcast.
Because we've been thinking about doing this like Sam said, we had the wrestling deal and our interest level waned on that. And we're just like, let's do Degrassi. But we didn't have a name. So I thought of the Degrassi Podcasty and a very buzzy Degrassi podcast. But I like the JT York Memorial Show Tour Podcast. That's the technical name. Follow us at the JT York Memorial Show Degrassi episode podcast.com/ Drake.
Backslash.
Last name ever. Oh, that's the first of many of those.
So what we are going to do on this podcast is we're going to go through and watch the episodes. We'll see how far we get. I would personally love to watch the whole thing over again.
Fuck it.
Especially with the next reboot that is coming. I would like to I would like to rewatch the whole thing. I don't know if we'll watch Next Class because I don't I have opinions on Next Class.
So my question to you, because we had touched upon this, is that you listen to some Degrassi podcasts, and they do a week to week, like one episode, or if it's a two-parter, they'll do the whole thing. Now, my idea to you was, because you know the arcs, whether we're going to do an episode a week, or if we're going to watch a group of episodes that make sense together a week and cover it, have you decided where we're lying on that?
Okay, so we're probably going to do two episodes at a time, depending where the two-parters fall in.
Sure.
I kind of glanced at, like, how the show is built. I think there's a couple times where there's like a two-parter, an episode in between, and then another two-parter. But I think that's literally like once or twice until you get to season 10 where every episode is a two-parter.
Okay.
So we're going to try to do two episodes at a time unless something falls where like a two-parter is. Because the thing is the first, I want to say like the first 2 to 3 seasons, it's very like episode of the week. There's not really underlying story arcs. And if we went with underlying story arc, there's a couple seasons, like season 6 and season 7, where we would have to do one episode on the whole season.
You mean
season.
Like where Drew is the victim of gang violence and they don't fucking talk about it for 7 episodes?
Spoilers!
Like that?
You don't know what these people watch.
By the time we get to that, it'll be about 2026 and the people will have forgotten all about this conversation. It'll be fine.
Matt loves Drew. Drew is his favorite character.
I'm just looking for somebody who can carry a beat.
If you do happen to like
burn it down.
If are you done?
Yeah. You go ahead.
If you do happen to like wrestling, which I don't know anyone who would be listening to this that does, you should look up Degrassi X WWE on YouTube. There is one video that my husband has made.
What up?
And it is my favorite.
And if you don't like wrestling, quite frankly, why would you? So, but you should still look it up. It's funny.
It is very funny. So yeah, so we'll probably do two episodes at a time. That makes the most sense to me. The first season, other than the first episodes, the premiere, is all one-parters. So we shouldn't have an issue with going two by two on that one. Obviously, if like I think there's a couple seasons that have like odd number of episodes. So obviously, I don't want to do like a season finale and then a season premiere in one episode.
Well, no, that's silly.
So we'll figure that out as we go along. Other than that, we're going to do weekly things that I thought would be fun.
Okay.
So we are both from Detroit.
Detroit 313.
And so
we are from the suburbs. We are not from Detroit.
Yeah. So if you live in Detroit and you are a Tigers fan, you know that they have those ads that say, "Who's your Tiger?" Well,
Brandon Inge.
Well, we are going to have
Chris Shelton. Brent Cleveland.
Would you like to lead?
John Legal.
Well, we are going to have a segment at the end of every episode. Instead of Who's Your Tiger, it's going to be Who's Your Panther, because they are the Degrassi Panthers. It'll be who's just your favorite character in the episode. It doesn't necessarily have to be like the best person or even who the main plot line's about. Like, if Mr. Simpson's walking around in the background, you're like, hey, I saw him for like 20 seconds.
Like, because if I have, so my problem might be that I think most of them are just awful people. So what if Mr. Simpson is my character of the week every single week?
Well, he's not in every single episode.
But he's in the school in spirit.
They have to be on screen.
Bill Caldwell is a spirit.
Who's Bill Caldwell? Anywho, so we're going to do that. I figured we would also rate the episodes.
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
How cuckoo bananas it is.
How cuckoo bananas.
Cuckoo bananas. No, basically how much we enjoy it. And then another thing that I thought would personally be fun that I haven't seen any other Degrassi podcast do is we're going to do a little quiz for me personally because I'm such a huge Degrassi fan. So every week, yes. What Matt is going to do is he's going to go through and look up the episode titles. And for those of you who don't know, every Degrassi episode is named after a song with, and I'm going to let you know this for your quizzes, with the exception of the first part of season one. They are not named after songs.
Okay.
I believe the first episode is, but I believe from like episode two to like the last two episodes, because I know the last two episodes are, I believe, Karma Chameleon and Jagged Little Pill. So you don't have to quiz me on those.
Okay.
But he is going to give me a song title that's the name of the episode, and I have to tell him what season it is from and also who the A plot is about.
I like this. I like it.
So it will be spoiler free. I will just be saying the season and the character. And then at the season premiere or the season finale episodes, we will count my score and see how well I did.
Do you win any prizes?
No.
I don't know where I'm going with this. Yeah, I like that. And speaking of the music, one thing that I have caught while watching Degrassi, The Next Generation, is that some of the music in these show, in these episodes, is awesome. Like, some of these songs just slap more than they have any given right to, including the song that plays during one of the scenes of our beloved J.T. York. He suffers an unfortunate situation at a party, and good music plays during it. I'm losing.
Not what you're thinking.
I'm over my head.
Not his memorial. Not when he gets murked. The way Matt, because he gets murdered at a party. So
you bitch at me about spoilers, and now you're telling people that J.T. York gets murdered at a party. I'm talking about when he overdoses at a party.
I feel like there's three big things that everybody knows about. Everybody knows about Manny's abortion. Everyone knows that Jimmy gets shot.
And everybody loves Raymond.
And everyone knows JT gets stabbed. There's also a very, very sad moment in season 12, whenever we get there. But probably less people know about that.
The what?
The end of a character.
Oh. I'm over my head.
I think you watched that episode with me, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, it's possible. I remember a lot. I'm sure there's a lot that I'm going to be seeing for the first time or that I'll have forgotten about, but I'm excited. You know, I am, as you may have noticed by now, Sam's already irritated with me. We're about 14 minutes in. I'm gonna take the piss out of the show every now and then because, you know, that's just what I do. But I do plan on taking this seriously. I will give my valid opinions, and you might not like some of them, but I think we're gonna have a fun time with this. I really do.
Yep. So we're gonna have those fun little segments. Like I said, we're gonna go two episodes at a time. We're probably gonna post once a week. We'll see how that goes. I mean, it's not
ideally, yes.
I mean, it's not like these episodes are super long. Like, even if we're watching two episodes, it's like watching 1 hour, like 1 hour show. It's like watching an episode of Supernatural.
Yeah, because we would sit and watch, well, I would watch like five with you and then do something else, but you'd watch like 12 in a block, so we can do two with no problem.
Yeah, that's the other issue is like, I want to binge watch this once I get going. I can't stop. So there might be weeks where
I'm gonna give it to you straight right here. We're gonna try to post every week, And if we can't, we're going to do whatever it takes to make it up to you. Huh?
What I was going to say is we'll probably post once a week, though, if I learn how to edit and my wonderful husband doesn't have to edit the episodes, you might get more.
You just might. We might drop two in a week on you. We don't give a shit. I don't. Do you?
I don't.
We don't give a shit here on the J.T. York Memorial Degrassi Episodic Weekly Television Vehicle Podcast.
Vehicle?
I'm already fucking the name of it up. The J.T. York Memorial Podcast.
That is why I'm leading.
A podcast about Degrassi, the next generation.
And you are following.
Born to be a leader, but not a follower. Only hang with chicks that got more twists than Oliver.
So, yeah, are you excited to watch these episodes for the first time, most of them?
Vaguely.
How many would you, like, I think I've said you've probably seen about a quarter. Now, did you see any before me?
No.
Never?
I can safely say that I don't.
Your sister watched Degrassi.
That doesn't mean, if it was on, I don't remember it.
Oh.
And like, none of it, nothing that I watched with you, at least, came back to me as something I'd seen before. There is a chance that it was on back in the day, but I mean, this is a long time ago now. And after, like, you know, because it was out in the mid-2000s, and in the early 10s, I smoked a lot of weed and killed a lot of brain cells. So there's a good chance that if I had memories of it, that's gone now. And I drink a lot, too, so, you know.
Yeah, I've seen every episode more times than I care to admit. I started watching it back in, I want to say, 2003? It was the summer between 6th and 7th grades. That would be like 2003.
It's very parallel to our last podcast, and just in terms of length and how long you've watched it. So hopefully this podcast doesn't end with you completely losing interest in the show and us fading away like a burnt out candle.
I mean, there's parts of the show that I've seen more than others. Like, I've seen the first. So during my original time with the show, I jumped in, and like I said, probably around season 3. They used to do Degrassi every episode marathons on the N.
Okay.
So that's how I got caught up on like season 1, season 2. And I watched until like season 6. Mm-hmm. And then I stopped watching around that time. And then I got back into it in season 10 when they kind of, it wasn't even a reboot. So basically they were on the edge of getting canceled and mm-hmm. they had to change something. So that's why in season 10 they kind of went to like the telenovela.
Yeah.
Format, like the soap opera format, where they would air an episode every day.
Yeah.
So that's when I got real back into it, because I was in college and going through a rough time, and I leaned on Degrassi.
Por faciles, por favor.
So I went, I got back into it, and then I watched, I've seen season 10 and 11 probably 4 times all the way through. Seasons 1 through 6, again, I've probably seen like 2 or 3 times all the way through. Mm-hmm. This past time watching was the first time I ever saw season 13 and 14. And Next Class.
And I definitely had stopped paying attention by that point. So I think I'm going in fresh as a daisy on those ones.
Yeah, I was having...
I remember Tristan is on the one that's on Netflix.
Yeah, I was having...
I was like, is that Tristan? That was it. That's the end of that. I'm sorry.
I was having a really hard time getting through Degrassi Next Class. There was one day where he was like, can we please watch something else? And I'm like, I have one season left. I'm getting through this. Because I wanted to finish it. Just for personal saying, I've done it all.
Yeah.
And I was having such a hard time. Season 3 of Next Class was not bad. I would say season 3 is probably the best season of Next Class. But it's just, I was having such a hard time getting through it that I was like, I just need to knock this out. So I stayed up until like 2 a.m. one day and just finished Next Class. And I remember the next day, I was like, well, I finished Degrassi yesterday. He's like, oh, thank God.
And now we're here starting over again.
Well, you'll be watching this time, so you'll be able to follow along. So you won't just be like sitting down and being like, Claire Edwards is dumb.
Claire Edwards is dumb. She's an idiot. Spoiler alert. Oh, God. With her face.
Is there any character that you liked?
I like Eli at points. I like the principal a lot.
You liked Adam.
Adam's cool, yeah.
Is there anyone in, like... I feel like you sat through a lot of, like, 10-11 with me. Like, it wasn't... Like, you caught... you came in at random points, like during the earlier seasons, but only to be like last name ever, first name greatest, and to talk about how stupid Manny's hair was.
Fuck, her hair's so stupid.
I don't think you actually like sat and watched very many of those episodes, unless it was like the big ones where I kind of made you sit with me.
Yeah. No, I know parts of it, and I am excited to sit and watch them. But just so everybody knows, every time after Drake gets, thing happens to Drake in the show, Jimmy, I'm sorry, all I'm going to do is say last name ever, first name greatest. I'm probably going to make you splice the audio into this.
Good Lord.
You know, I'm a third party candidate.
Nobody's going to understand that.
I was sitting watching Degrassi the other day with my son Tyrell. And I said, Tyrell, I'm going to run for governor of Degrassi, California, Canada.
This is a hot mess. People are going to listen to this and be like, I am not ever catching another episode of theirs.
Well, here's the thing. Yes, you are. You'll be back next week. And you're going to stay here. You're going to like it.
I promise the episode reviews will not be so much chaotic as this. We are just very chaotic people.
And I can promise you they will be.
I think that about wraps it up. Is there anything else that you would like to talk about?
No, I think that pretty much covers it. You know, like I said, I have vague ideas of what's going on here. I've seen some of this show before.
You've listened to a lot of other Degrassi podcasts.
I have. You've been listening to quite a few for a while now, most of the time. So, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited to jump into a new foray with you. I'm excited to jump into something I don't know as much about. And I enjoy doing the podcasting with you because even if, you know, I'm sitting here roasting on the characters, I still have fun with you, hanging out with you, and shooting the shit with you and being stupid, and I think we're going to have a good time.
Yes, sir. So we are going to be, we have some things that we are going to be on to reach us at.
Some platforms, if you will.
Some platforms. So we are going to have this podcast on iTunes and Spotify. On Spotify, if you could rate it, because you can rate things on Spotify now.
Can you?
Because I went through and rated all the Degrassi podcasts I listened to with 5 stars because I love them oh so much.
You people are going to pretend that we're Kurt Angle and Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 21 and give us 5 stars.
No one's going to understand that reference. So we will be on Spotify and iTunes. So if you can rate, review, subscribe, we would greatly appreciate it. We also have an email, which is DegrassiMemorialPod@gmail.com.
DegrassiMemorialPod, because JT York Memorial Pod was too long.
Yes. And we are on Twitter as well. Our Twitter is a little different. Our Twitter is
JTMemorialPod, @JTMemorialPod.
Thank you.
You know, when people do rate us, they're going to give us 3 stars. They're going to be like, 5 for the girl, but he's an asshole. So I'm in the middle.
And then you can follow me on Twitter. I am at Sammy Please, SammiPLS. I mostly tweet about my cat and Degrassi. Though now that I have this podcast as an outlet, it might be a little bit less Degrassi.
You can follow me, I guess, if you want to, on Twitter at Smorlax, SMORELAX 187. I haven't been on in a couple weeks. I'm trying to take like a social media sabbatical, but when I am around, I usually post about wrestling, which that's kind of going away. And, overall my empathy and lack of, hope for the future. So I'm really an uplifting kind of guy.
And for future, so we don't have to spell that out every time, we will more than likely just tag it in the description of the podcast Twitter.
Which is, again, @JTMemorialPod.
Correct. And, yeah, we're excited.
Are we making a Facebook?
We will eventually, I assume.
Are we going to be on the metaverse? Get some Zuckerberg, I know you're listening. Get some VR headsets, and you can see us sit here in front of the computer.
God, no.
In our pajamas in real time.
Oh, God, no. But, yeah, I assume we'll be on Facebook eventually. I'm looking forward to this. A lot of people that I know watch Degrassi, so hopefully we'll be able to eventually have some guests on to talk about this.
Yeah.
I feel like this was one of those shows that, like, everybody watched in their youth, but nobody really talked about.
Yeah, like, it was just kind of a cultural, like, you knew about it.
Yeah, because I'll like sometimes like mention it. Like I told you, like when I was at college, like we were in like a common room and Drake, who I didn't know was Drake, was at the VMA Awards. This was during the beginning of his career. And I was like, is that Jimmy? And everyone's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, you guys know what Degrassi is? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, it's just like, it was just like 20 18-year-olds just sitting in the common room. And then we were all like bonded over that we all knew what Degrassi was.
Last name ever. I'm sorry. No, that is cool though. Yeah, and I'm sure. Yeah, like everyone has watched this at some point. It feels like so. I think this is going to be a lot better of an opportunity for us to reach some ears. Not that I'm not appreciative of those who had listened before, because I really am. But I think this could be a little more successful soiree for us, and have a little more feedback and more participation, if you will.
And I'm excited to watch Degrassi again. And for those of you who don't know, it's coming back, baby.
Yeah, it's coming back.
2023.
23.
Also, I'm very excited for it to be on HBO Max this spring because we won't have to deal with commercials on YouTube.
I had canceled HBO Max, and Sam made me fucking resubscribe because she's like, Degrassi's coming back. I need the HBO Max. I need it.
Okay, to be fair, we resubscribed because there was a documentary I wanted to watch, but also, like, I was like, well, we can't cancel it now because Degrassi's gonna be back.
$11.99 a month, baby. That's me.
Would you like me to pay for it?
Yeah.
My money is your money. We are married.
This land is your land. This land is our land. I'm over my head. All right.
I think that's it. So we are
Yeah,
going to
just
wrap this
wrap
up
this
because
shit
we're
up. I
almost
don't
at a
know.
half hour. This is deteriorating
And I'm just
quickly.
saying words. All right.
So we look forward to interacting with you all. Thank you all for listening, and we will see you soon with season one, episode one, Mother and Child Reunion.
See you.